Jenny White has studied and written about Islamist politics in Turkey. She's an anthropologist at Boston University and joins us now. Professor White, I gather the bans on religious expressions in politics date back to the 1920s, to the beginnings of the Turkish Republic.
Yes, they do. There was an emphasis very early on in the new republic in the 1920s on pushing back Islam into the private home so that the state and all the public spheres would be secular. This is the context for this poem, which ironically was actually written by an early nationalist hero, Republican nationalist hero, Ziya Gökalp. So,
even somebody whom the Turkish establishment you would think would feel comfortable with.
Right. So over time, there's been less and less tolerance for Islam in the public sphere, but it started very early on in the 1920s.
And the movement to push Islam into the home was also part of a much larger revolutionary movement that was modernizing, westernizing Turkey in some respects.
Well, that was the idea. And one of the earliest bans in 1925 was on religious attire in public. But they didn't actually ban the veil. They banned the fez and the turban. The founder of the Turkish Republic, Mustafa Kemal, who was later given the name Father of the Turk, Atatürk, which is what we know him by now. But Atatürk went around encouraging women not to veil, and his own wife, you know, exposed her face.
Also religious titles. If one has a hereditary title, you're not to use that in public, I gather.
Yeah, anything. The entire public sphere was off limits to religion. And the idea was for the new republic to be completely cut off from its predecessor, which was this, you know, sort of multi-ethnic, religiously based Ottoman Empire. And he even went so far as to change the language, to change the script from the Arabic script to the Latin alphabet, which meant that you were basically cut off from your entire history. You can't even read your grandparents' papers.
Well, there certainly are members of the political establishment and the military who believe very strongly that it's in Turkey's interest to stamp out any public signs, any great public displays of religion. But after three quarters of a century of these bans, have they worked? Have they changed the way Islam figures in Turkish life?
I don't think that it has changed tremendously. What has happened is that the population as a whole has become more educated, more urbanized, and so on. But that doesn't mean that they have become less religious or less interested in dressing according to what they believe their religion prescribes. What has happened is that the whole nature of veiling has changed. So there's a whole new style of very chic city girl veiling that looks very modern, is very stylish. It's kind of an in-your-face veiling to the secularist elite, saying we too can be modern and elite but keep our Islamic beliefs.
Well, Professor White, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Anthropologist Jenny White of Boston University is the author of Islamist Mobilization in Turkey.